Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim Sentai Corner, and we're back with Evenickel. I'm not going to be able to be as, you know, pronounced as normal because I just had an endoscopy, so throat's a little sore, but we'll see what we can do. Sorry to barge in here, but I got the feeling it'd get even harder to make my appearance if I kept waiting. Here, a bouquet to congratulate the move and your marriage. Oh, much appreciated. No, it's not. You were supposed to return to the capital, so why are you here? Well, I did, but after I told the knights what I knew, I had nothing to do, so I came over to visit. Is that true? Yep, all true. The knights are already scrambling all over the place. Well, hey, she came to congratulate us. No reason not to welcome her. You're too nice, Aster. So what are you really after? Oh wow, you saw right through me. I've known you long enough at this point. Ramius shrugged, to which Rich shamelessly smiled. So actually, I came to give Aster an offer. An offer? Yep, wanna be a knight? What? Can I be one? Wait, Rich, are you really? So the thing is, I've got the authority to personally appoint a knight. That's something people can do? If you have a high enough status, like Marquise or greater, you're allowed to appoint them. Wow, I knew she was someone special, but she has to be super high class. Well, wanna give it a try? Yes! That was fast. Shouldn't you give it a bit more thought? But Akavo said becoming a knight would be hard. If I've got the opportunity, I'll take it. While Rich does have the right to appoint you, you have to prove your strength first. With what? A test? Yes, appointments by individuals are special cases, but are not exempt from the rules. Everyone has to prove they have the talent to become a knight. It's a prestigious position, so just becoming one does wonders for your personal record. But if nobles could just appoint unqualified family members, it'd harm the prestige of knights as a whole. Huh. Then how are you planning to make me a knight? It's easy. You just have to take the tests that soldiers can take to become knights. It's true that would prove Aster's strength, but I'm under the impression that the test is over. But nobody passed. Did you know that? Really? I heard we were cutting down on knights, but was the test that difficult? So Aster just needs to pass it, then nobody can complain he's not qualified at least. Ramius looked discontent but had no argument to offer. Here's a letter of recommendation for you. Take this to a big shot from the knights in the capital. Let's see. Baro should be good. Hand it to him, then he should oversee your test. Baro? Like my brother, he's one of our 3-0 knights. Huh? Wonder what he's like. He's certainly skilled and highly popular. Your test could be managed by no better person than I can think of. Well, probably. Alright then, let's go do that. What? Already? It's so sudden, but... Oh my, want Aster to yourself that much, Rainius? That's not true, I'm just surprised by the abruptness of it all. Then get going. I'm tired, so I'll rest in this house for a bit, if that's okay. Fine with me, just remember to lock the door. Oh, let me get you a duplicate key. That's okay. I already have one. Oh, alright. Huh? When did I give one to her? Rish, what are you planning? Just think of... Just think of it as a rich girl entertaining herself for now. Oh, you get to the capital... you get to the capital by going around the mountains and heading straight west. Okay, got it. In order to prove Aster is worthy of being called a knight, he and Rainius decided to go down to the capital. Now then. After they left, I think it's Reach. Reach lay down on the couch and closed her eyes. She managed to hide it from Aster and Rainius, but Reach was so exhausted that she could barely walk. Ha! Guess I can't do this by myself. Aster, hope you make it in time. The conversation Reach overheard between Aster and Rainius ran through her head. First, I have to get stronger. To do that, I needed someone who'd support me at my side. Someone by your side? Reach whispered before she finally began to lightly snore. Going. Oh, battle. Oh, man. A wife, I like the sound of that. Oh, wow, I didn't realize it. Aster and Rainius were wandering the field when, without warning, their vision was clouded with white. Is this fog? What shrouded them was fog so thick they couldn't see their own feet. It was sunny just a second ago. Does the weather around here change fast or what? This is the Fog Labyrinth, possibly. What's that? A mysterious phenomenon that occurs around the Kingdom of Eden. So nobody knows what causes it? Right, many randomly find themselves lost and pass out looking for the exit, I hear. Then we better find the exit fast. Astro looked back where they came from, but the path was already covered in fog, too. Wait, which way did they come from? Did we come from, rather? Astor's sense of direction was already gone to the point that he lost where he was earlier. Darn, all we can do is proceed carefully and search for the way out. Yes, it'd be best to hurry. Just to make certain we don't separate, I think we should hold hands. What about you? Okay, let's do that. Astor and Ramius locked hands and left for the Fog Labyrinth exit. Oh, wow. Oh, right. Ooh. Why'd you stop? Did you find something? Oh, nah, nothing. You look ill, so I was wondering if you're okay. Look at the image there. I see. Through holding her hand, Astor could feel the layer of sweat on Ramius's palm. What happened is, I remembered a bit of a story about someone who got lost in here. Huh? What happened? He got lost in the Fog Labyrinth, much like we are now, and heard a girl's voice. When he went towards the source of the voice, he didn't find anyone, but the sense that someone was there grew stronger and stronger. Eventually, when it felt like someone was right next to him, he heard a whisper in his ear. Gulp, what did it say? Well, right when he heard the voice, he passed out and woke up on the road he'd been on. Huh, scary. Oh, you're scared too? Right, anyone would be scared. Huh, that's an excessive reaction. Maybe Ramius is scared of ghosts. Oh, I've got an idea. If just holding hands is scary, maybe we should huddle closer together. Is that right? Yes, we should do that. There's no other option, really. Ramius clung to Astor's arm. Boing! Whoa! Now let's proceed. Yeah, sure. Oh, what scary ghosts? Hoo-hoo-hoo-hee. Astor and Ramius walked close together and resumed their search through the Fog Labyrinth. Okay. It's a ghost! Spooky ghost! Eek! Well, what's wrong? I heard a voice, I think. A voice? Astor focused on the sounds around him. Did you hear it too? Yeah. Well, what should we do? Let's go. When you hear a voice, you're near the exit, right? Yeah. They proceeded in the direction of the voice. Okay, go. The voice seems to be coming from this way. Astor and Ramius relied on nothing but the voice to give them direction in the fog. The closer they got, the louder the voice sounded, and the more it felt like someone was there. This kind of sounds like someone crying. Crying? Hey, keep it down. When Ramius' scream echoed through the fog, the mysterious voice stopped. Maybe she ran away. No, she's here, Astor. I can't sense her, but I sense someone's eyes on me. No, she's here. Yeah, that's right. Huh? So she noticed us too. Eek! Something's approaching. The invisible something slowly walked towards them. The looming presence even gave them the illusion that they heard footsteps. Show yourself, coward! Eventually, the presence became impossible to ignore, implanting the uneasy sense that someone was standing right by them. Ah! Where is it? I want to give it to... Ah! Ah! Huh? Next thing they knew, Aster and Ramius were outside the fog labyrinth. Hey, Ramius, if it helps me calm down, can I rub your boobs? Yes, I'd like to confirm I'm sane as well. Go ahead. Rub, rub. Soft. So it wasn't a dream. Feels good. This must be reality. They decided to pretend nothing happened and went onward towards the capital. Are you two newlyweds? There's lots of monsters around here, so be careful. Newlyweds? Huh? Am I wrong? Sorry. I was just a bit touched. So even a crude woman like me can appear that way? Crude. I think anyone would think you're cute, Ramius. Thanks, I know you feel that way about me, but I'm sure nobody else does. That's not true! Make no mistake, it's not much of a concern to me. I'd be lying to say it never bothered me before, but it's fine now. Because even if it's just one person, I have you to tell me I'm cute, don't I? Ramius! Their hearts raced as they stared at each other with moist eyes. What a couple of lovebirds. Well, that's nice. What the hell? Okay, there's nothing special about them. Uh-oh. I'm in Eden. Kingdom of Eden, the capital. Wow! Aster, look up at the buildings if you wish, but keep your mouth shut. Oh, sorry, I'm just kind of in awe. No need to apologize. Most who see the capital for the first time react like that. But you can't stop in the middle of the road or you'll be hit by a cow carriage. Ouch. Okay. The roads were packed with people, but whenever the occasional carriage passed, the crowd would split to let it through. By the way, Aster, I hate to ask when we just got here, but do you mind if I go visit my mother's grave? Ooh. Of course not. Should I come along? No, I'm telling her I got married, but I'm embarrassed to say it, so let me go alone if you could. Yeah, I'm sure you have plenty else to talk about, too. That's fine, I'll wait. Sorry, maybe during grave visiting season I can introduce you to Mother. After they decided to meet up at the castle entrance, Aster parted with Ramius and walked around town. Alright, so I'm outside the castle. Might as well have a look around at some stuff. I really don't need the offer. Stop following me or I'll scream. Huh? On his way to the castle, Aster heard a perturbed girl's voice coming from an alleyway. I'm telling you, I ain't sketchy. Traveling alone's dangerous. I'm just offering to guard you for cheap. Huh? I've heard this voice somewhere before. Aster was curious about the familiar voice and walked towards the speakers. Is this the right way? Bump. Oh, ah! Following the voices, he turned a corner and collided with a running girl. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a hurry. Ah! Huh? What? Did you break something? Oh, I'm sorry. You're just so cute that I was surprised. What? Is that all? What? Hey, let me finish talking. Why, if it isn't Aster. Yorise, what are you doing here? You know, came to take on the night test. Oh, cool. Except I decided I'd become an adventurer instead. Already joined with a guild. Really? Not a fan of taking orders, so I figured living free as an adventurer is more for me. Adventurer is a general term for confident fighters who personally take requests and solve a variety of problems. And I'm still waiting for a request, so I was offering my services to this lady. She's traveling alone and I wanted to offer some protection. Then you're out of luck. Yes, I've asked Aster here to be my guard already. The distressed girl pointed to Aster. What? Hey, Aster, what's this about? I don't even... I'm sorry, please help. She's an acquaintance of mine. I'm protecting her already, so don't worry about it. What? Seriously? I thought you just traveled here from the middle of nowhere. She's from Fresh Fish Island, too. What? She's a hick? At least looked like she'd be good for an adventurer like myself, so I wanted to talk. Oh well. So what are you up to? The night test ended a while ago. Sightseeing, I guess? Telling him Reach gave me a special recommendation to take the test might be a bad idea. If you're trying to become a knight, remember that the test here is ultra hard. So you did take it? Nah, as if. Like, I would have failed if I did. Okay. Anyways, have fun, you Hicks. I'll find another woman, another bodyguard job to take. Lol. As though Yarse completely lost interest in the girl, he didn't give her or ask her another look as he walked off into the crowd. Huh, so Yarse's an adventurer now. Thank you so much. Once she confirmed Yarse was gone, the girl began to repeatedly thank Aster. Well, that was all pretty sudden, but I'm always happy to help a cute girl. Cute? Again? Huh? What's wrong? Oh yeah, my sister told me about this. Some girls out there would rather be told they're beautiful. Do you not like being called cute? No, I wouldn't say that. I appreciate it, but you're so upfront that it's awfully surprising. Really? With beautiful legs like those, I think everyone would tell you. Huh? What? They're nothing special, really, at all. I don't know. I feel like I could stroke those for days. Anyway, thanks so much for the help. He was terribly persistent. For a girl as cute as you, I can see why. How do you know I wouldn't try to get with you too? Yeah, you're already married, so I wasn't too concerned. The girl smiled and pointed at Aster's ring. Oh, I see. I would hate to run into him again, so would you mind walking with me for a while? Sure, I was on my way to the castle, though. Wait, which way did I come from? That's perfect. I was going to the castle library. Allow me to be your guide. Thanks a lot. My name's Asterisk, but you can call me Aster. I'm here to become a knight. Aster, I'm Toa. Nice to meet you, Toa. A pleasure to meet you, too. Aster was led by Toa down a busy street. The castle is visible from anywhere in the city, but using it as a landmark often seems to get people lost. Huh, interesting. All the capital's important facilities are set up around the castle, and all the roads are connected to those facilities. So you have to take the seemingly longer way around through the main street, or you'll never reach the castle itself. You're pretty knowledgeable about this. Are you from around here? No, actually, I'm only stopping here on a journey. Huh? But you know so much. I've been to this country numerous times, so I've grown accustomed to it. Does that mean you're an adventurer? Certainly not. I'm a simple tourist. Traveling around and learning the history and folklore of different countries is my hobby. Huh? So you're a researcher? I wouldn't quite say that either. Speaking of which, what do you know about this country? Basically nothing. I'm from a tiny island, so I don't know much. The Kingdom of Eden is the world's most recently established country. I see, so that's why the roads and buildings all look so nice. the people once lived in the Central Empire to the far north, but one day the Archfiend Twilight arrived. Archfiend Twilight? What's that? Sounds apocalyptic. It was just a massive change in climate, but the already cold land of Central was covered in snow, causing many to die of starvation. So some sought a more ideal land to live, and journeyed south. Huh. On the way, there were dreadful battles with monsters and clashes with dragons. But for those who reached the end of the journey, there was Eden. Some even called it a paradise. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking too much. Oops, she was enjoying talking so much that I ended up staring. That's fine, I thought it was interesting. Eden's a nice place. Yes, it's an ideal place to live. I love it too. They also have all kinds of books. That's a big plus for someone like me. Now that you mention it, there's a lot of bookstores around here. Do you have any favorite books? I don't read much, but I've checked out some of my sister's books. Oh, Whale Wars is pretty good, I guess. That's a war story about a fictional world ruled by a whale, isn't it? Yeah, that. A bunch of countries fight for different things by using huge armies. The year that book was published, War won the new Word of the Year award. Wow, there's a Word of the Year award? It only exists within fiction, but the idea it could happen in real life makes it hard to sleep at night. Yeah, it gave me chills. Mother Eve's blessings have prevented any conflict between nations thus far. War is merely a word created for fictional stories. In reality, we have our hands full with monsters already, so the war would never really happen though. Ha ha ha, true. Oh, we're at the castle. I can stop bothering you now, then. While they were engrossed in the conversation, Aster and Toa arrived at the castle entrance. Thanks for the help. It's nothing. You helped me too. Consider us even. This is a beautiful town, but I unfortunately get hit on a lot. Thanks to you, though, nobody else went after me. I see, you are pretty cute. Geez, stop that, you're embarrassing me. Also, you shouldn't go around saying that to every girl you see or you'll make your wife mad. Toa pointed to the shining ring on Aster's left hand and blushed. Oh yeah, I'm married now. I've got this cute girl right in front of me, but I can't do her. Alright, I need to hurry and become a knight fast. Be careful not to get lost again. Yeah, I'll try. Toa waved with a smile and entered the castle. Toa, huh? She seems nice. Who seems nice? Whoa! You're late. I was getting worried. Now let's go meet with Baro. Okay, sure. Hi, Ramius. Been a while. It has, Baro. 誰とでも仲良くなれるアシュバルとは本当に正反対だよ。You seem as standoffish as ever. Akibo can get along with anyone, but you're honestly like his total opposite. I'm not my brother. Aster was led to the commander room in the Castle Knight sector. Aster, this is one of our Zero Knights, Baro Rome.Nice to meet you. Wait, huh? I think I've heard that name before. From Fort Barone, I'm sure. It's a famous tourist spot that was founded by my ancestor, Baro. Oh, I see. That explains it. So you're Ramius' husband, Aster? Huh? I haven't even mentioned that yet.Ha ha ha, I saw Akiba earlier. He was overjoyed that he finally got a little brother. Maybe Akiba could learn to keep his mouth shut. By the way, you... Yes? It wouldn't have to be Akibo you wanted, not Ramius, would it? What? You're something of a wispy boy, so I was wondering if getting close to a burly man was more in your interest, if you see what I'm asking. Of course not! Just because he's wispy means he's gay? That's right, Aster is completely straight.I see, sounds like you've confirmed that personally. Ha ha ha, sorry, but you do seem less cold than last time I saw you. It's all thanks to Aster. Heck, good going. Huh? What's that mean?Baro accepted Ramius' response and smiled, but Aster couldn't follow what they were talking about. With a former Zero Knight mother and current Zero Knight brother, Ramius has always seemed desperate to accomplish something herself. Eventually, she started trying to rush it by taking constant reckless actions, getting her the nickname of Loner Knight. To Baro, that's all in the past now. True enough, you found someone to stand by your side. Yes.Oops, been a bit too much time teasing. Akibo's out, but I can give you a message for him later. No, we're here to see you. See, we were given this.Oh, a letter of recommendation. I see. Even our young lady Reach has her problems. Very well. I can oversee your knight test. However, this test isn't official. So whether you pass or not, I can't appoint you as a knight, understood? Yes.
先日行われたエデン王国騎士団、その採用試験の課題を伝える。
Then I'll tell you the conditions of our recruitment test from the other day.
エデン王都付近で発生する怪現象、霧の迷宮を調査し、原因を突き止めること。
An abnormal phenomenon called the Fog Labyrinth occurs around the capital. Determine and stop the cause of this anomaly. The Fog Labyrinth. That thing? Oh, sounds like you're already familiar with it. Not only that, we went through it on the way here. I see. Then all the less I need to explain. It's been appearing more frequently as of late, raising the number of casualties. As knights, we're no longer able to ignore it, so we'd like you to do something about it. I have a question. Does Aster have to attempt this himself? No, you're free to go with him. All this year's participants work together, so that's perfectly acceptable. I see. Understood. When the results of your efforts are clear, report back to me. That is all. Okay. Fog Labyrinth, huh? Guess we have to go there again. Yes, as soon as we're prepared, let's head out. In order to take on the Fog Labyrinth, Aster and Ramius got ready in the capital. I knew the capital of Eden had to have a swanky inn. Aster checked out the inn's furnishings. The decorations looked expensive yet classy enough that no particular piece stood out too much. It's more of a high-class hotel. This is the number one lodging in Eden. Alright, they even gave us this. It's a free service, apparently, but they really take care to do these things. Ramius opened the box they received at the front desk. What? What's this? The box contained a large plate featuring a picture of Aster and Ramius. This is a common wedding gift. It says it's free for newlyweds. Oh, so that's why they took... That's what they took our picture with that magic camera for. I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm more glad. Rainia said like she was truly glad and let out a sigh. We should pass this down as a family heirloom. I don't know what our children or grandchildren will think about that. Let's not. I know, let's use this for tonight's dinner. We're gonna use it. Is that weird? No, but at this hotel, you eat in a cafeteria with other guests, so somebody might see. Also, I'm scared to think what could happen to it. We should use it sparingly. Sure, that's fine. Either way, it's a nice gift we got. Yes, it's my treasure. Ramius kept gazing happily at the plate. Morning, Aster. Nice weather today. Ramius gently shook Aster, providing him with a pleasant awakening. Auto-saved. Welcome, looking for items. Oh yes, would you like some chilled pink onion? A free sample, of course. Thank you. Seems like a nice shopkeeper. The fact that he's blue bugs me, though. You seem to be a fighter, but you look a little thin. Are you eating properly? I don't build up muscle well. Is that so? It might be because of your diet. I've got it. Would you like to try my homemade cooking? I don't have a 100-year history with homemaking for nothing. 100 years? Oh, it was only a joke, dear. Come inside now. Shopkeeper took Astor's hand and tried to drag him to the back of the store. I'll give you a real meal. I'm kind of busy. Then I'll milk you till morning. Pizza? Sorry, I'll pass. Oh, that's too bad. If you ever change your mind, give me a holler. Oh, I need to watch out around this guy. Astor remained wary of the blue shopkeeper as he decided what to purchase. Cute and popular with girls. It's a pink sword. Well, let's see what I can sell. Oh, that's right. You can't sell at the same place you buy. Welcome, want food, a bath, or me? Ibuprofen, BP juice, and level shop summon tickets are all invaluable items. So to make sure one adventurer doesn't buy them all up, the price increases based on how many you own. If you know that, finding ibuprofen in treasure chests looks like a real money saver. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. Oh, Laurent, hi. Why, hello there, Astor, welcome to church. Are you tired? Well, how could you tell? Well, I can see it through your clothes. I just sort of got that sense. I see. Thank you for your concern. Shouldn't mention I saw how her nipples aren't as perky, right? Well, it's probably easy for me to tell because I've looked at you so much. Ah! Astor's shameless statement made the pure saint look away with embarrassment. Your face is getting kind of red. Should I call someone? No, I'm fine. I've just been listening to so many complaints that I'm a bit exhausted. Oh. Have you heard, Astor? Nobody passed this year's night test. Would that have something to do with the complaints? Yes, they were all from people who failed the test or from their families. Of course, after they pray, they all calm down, though. I see. We have knights to protect people from the monsters spawned by the Archfiend. It's a profession set up by Mother Eve. Knights are permitted to kill as well as to have their many wives. They're encouraged to pass their power down to future generations. Oh yeah, Raimi has talked about that, too. It's supposed to be a great responsibility. That's why new knights can only be appointed by the handful of people who have been approved by the church and granted one of Mother Eve's mementos. Mementos? Yes, that would include the King of Eden's ornamental sword and other such objects. Huh. Some of them are limited in certain ways, such as allowing only one knight to be appointed. Of course, the church watches very closely to make sure they're being used correctly. Sounds like the church does a lot of stuff. Yes, we're very busy, but it's worth the effort. You're a hard worker, Lauren. Anyway, guess I'll do some praying. Then go before Mother Eve. Astor walked past Laurent, kneeled in front of the Eve statue, and pressed his hands together. When I passed by Laurent, she smelled really nice. Yeah, like a sweet and sour fruit. Oh, it was sweat. Oh, I wish I could lick Laurent's armpits. I bet they're sweet and sexy. while asked their prey to continue to have obscene thoughts about Lord, as usually released a puff of pink mist. Your prayer is always something, is it? It's even bothering the other churchgoers. Wonder why that is. When Aster finished releasing mist, he said goodbye to Lauren and left the church. This is the capital of Eden. They say it's the paradise humanity found at the end of their great expedition from Central. There's a lot of bookstores because of the countless stores from during the accidents, I think. Aster felt a teensy bit more knowledgeable about Eden. You know about the bonus experience items that come from those red orbs? Those are some delectable enemies. It makes you want to fight them over and over. In fact, I know a way to make red orbs reappear. You see, churches, wait, can't say too much. Just try some things yourself. Aster heard some helpful adventuring info. Oh, okay. Master, may we sleep in the same bed tonight? Of course. I see, thanks. Morning, Aster. Nice weather today. Ramius gave Aster a pleasant awakening. Ah, the capital's really urban, but that means the air is polluted and the noise is awful. I'm starting to wish for a nice rural life where I can hear the wind rustle the leaves. Aster nodded like he understood the challenges of living in a big city. North of the capital, there's Eden Harbor. Ships set out from there to do trade all over the world. The one country we do have a bridge to is the Republic of Lancelot, so ground transportation is used for trade from there, I hear. Fresh Fish Island? Only happens twice a year, but there's a ship that travels there, apparently. Aster got reaffirmation of just how in the middle of nowhere his island is. The desertification in the Republic of Lancelot keeps getting worse. It's starting to become a real issue, I'm told. You can get to Lancelot via big bridge to the east. I've gone sightseeing there myself. The only way to the northern continent is by boat, but the sea's travel is challenging for an old man like me. Aster was forced to listen to complaints about the problems caused by an aged body. The ruler of Eden is King Luwin. I guess most people are satisfied with the peace and order we've obtained under his rule. Back in the day, he stood on the front lines against the monsters. His strength apparently lives up to his title of the King Knight. But he's only got two wives. Ha, maybe he'll let me be his third. Aster found the eyes of the girl yearning for the king to be a bit terrifying. Last year, King Luwin finally had a son. The whole country celebrated with all kinds of drinking and singing. The queens have been so busy taking care of him that we barely see them anymore, though. Despite it being about a child he was completely unfamiliar with, Aster's heart was warmed by hearing that. The second princess is a bit of a troublemaker, but her friendliness has made her popular. Back when she was little, she'd sneak out of the castle and play kick the can with the local kids, apparently. Speaking of which, I hear she still goes out to buy snacks in the shopping district. Aster realized for the first time that he can actually go buy snacks whenever he wants and felt a little more grown up. Hello, is the saint here? Not the moment. She's probably at another town's church. Guess there's nobody to talk to, so I'll just pray or something. You're in luck. The Grand Nun is free. Oh, it's nice to see a young whippersnapper like you here. I'd be happy to pray alongside you. On second thought, I'll do it another time. Aster got one look at the old nun and frantically fled the church. Okay, good. So, alright, we got it. I think I've gotten all the info I can get here. Alright, time to look for some cute girls and soothe my tired eyes. Aster walked around with more enthusiasm than during his info hunts. Welcome back, you were training for a while. You could have gone to sleep. Did you wait for me all this time? I practice 1,000 swings every day. If I don't, I have trouble sleeping. Oops, sorry, did my footsteps wake you up? No, I'm fine. Got up before me today, did you? Both of them got up nice and early.
慎重に進む。
The knight test. I just need to pass this and Reese will make me a knight, right? Yes, she's one to stick to her word, so I'm confident she will. Alright, I can do this. First, we should look for the Fog Labyrinth. All the encounter reports seem to say it appears on the road between the capital and Stallion. I think that voice we heard there was pretty suspicious. I personally want to stay away, but we have no choice. Then let's search for the Fog Labyrinth. In order to take on the Fog Labyrinth, Aster and Ramius decided to make preparations in the capital. Something wrong, Aster? Oh no, nothing. There's some porn sitting over there. But if I went and picked it up, I don't see that ending well. Maybe I should just be honest and say I want to read it. Something on your mind, Ramius? That porn over there caught my eye. Wow, a woman of his own heart. Ah, you're disgusted, aren't you? You wasted your love on this dumb woman. Absolutely not. Actually, I've never loved you more, he said. I've been wondering ever since visiting your house. You love porn too, don't you? Yes, ever since I was young, admittedly. Me too, I've been all about porn since I was a kid. Haha, we might be more alike than we think. Then Aster, did you want to look at it too? Yeah, I wanted to so badly. I see, it wasn't just me. Deeply relieved, Ramius sighed. Then let's look at it as a couple. Okay. Wait, no, even I can't let you proudly read porn in front of your wife. Ah, figures. When the monster's reading it? Oh, a fishing spot. That means you could catch fish here. Well, yeah, it's a fishing skill. I want to catch some fish, but using a net or harpoon would be against proper fishing manners. For a while, Aster nibbled his finger and gazed at the fishing spot. What's that? Oh, a platypus. Let's see if I can pet it. Even when Aster touched the platypus, it didn't react at all. Wow, it's soft and fluffy. Something's weird. Wait, this is a stuffed platypus. What jerk did this? Atsa swore that one day, whoever left the stuffed platypus there would face his vengeance. Encountered a powerful hidden enemy. There's some nice wind here. The salty wind on the hill rustled Ramius' long hair. And the ocean? It looks beautiful. You not see the ocean much, Ramius? I'm from an island, so I've seen it more than enough times. I may not have grown up near the sea, but I've seen it plenty of times myself. Oh, really? Yes. It's always been like this here. The same scenery, the same food, the same life. But when I'm with you, it all looks new and wonderful to me. Is what I'd like to tell him, but that's far too embarrassing to say. What? Aster! Ramius' hand was gently squeezed. When she looked over to Aster with shock, he was grinning. I like this place. The ocean's nothing I haven't seen before, but when we're together, it sort of comes off prettier than usual. I agree. Aster, thanks for marrying me. Well, why thank me for that now? Thanks to you, too. Wow. Nameless Shrine. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be here. There's not a fucking thing in it, I'll tell you that. Huh? What is it, Aster? The skill from this treasure is one I'm not familiar with. Capture. Have you ever learned any capture techniques? Nope, never. And I suppose only I can use this. This lets you capture weakened Gal monsters. Oh. Gal monsters. Captured Gal monsters can be sold. That'd cover adventuring expenses nicely. I see Gal monsters, huh? Master, I know they look cute, but I don't know how I feel about you being attracted to monsters. I wouldn't actually do anything with them, of course. I see. I'll at least have to make sure you're sexually satisfied. Huh? You say something? Just talking to myself. Ramius obtained the capture skill. Eden Harbor. This is Eden's front door, Eden Harbor. How's it the front door? It's the Kingdom of Eden's only harbor, so the ships in the country are gathered here. Well, I can see tons of sails over there. Can we check the boats out? No, only authorized personnel can enter the harbor area. It's heavily guarded so as to keep out smugglers and stowaways. Huh. The ships going to your island must leave from here too. If you paid the fare and passed an inspection, you can go back home. I'm not going back to Fresh Fish Island yet. I need to make it so that I can marry my sisters first. I see. Let's make that happen then. Ramius is worried that Aster might feel a rush of homesickness and want to return to the island, but his response to the contrary put a smile on her face. You won't find better fish than at a harbor town. First, let's get something to eat. Okay, if you know any good restaurants, let me know. They enjoyed taking a walk around Eden Harbor. At Eden Harbor, the constant, peaceful sound of waves can be heard even inside the inn. Night has arrived. The calming sound has no effect on Aster's swelling, aching crotch. He was planning to use it with Ramius. Maybe you're not supposed to do it every single day, but we're married, so I'm sure this is normal. So Ramius, let's... The sound of the waves is apparently so soothing as to put Ramius to sleep. Ramius, why? Aster fell to his knees with disappointment. Ramius smiled as she said Aster's name. Well, that's okay. Aster fixed Ramius's blanket, then got into bed with him. I'm so sorry about last night. First thing in the morning, Ramius frustrated herself to Aster. To dare show such a shameful display is something I will always regret. I'm not worthy to be your wife. Don't feel so bad about it. Well, maybe we can just have 2 days worth of sex today. 2 days worth? Sex with you is intense and lasts a while, so I may have to give up before we're done. But I can try. If you can be gentle, that helps. Yay, let's do it! Aster and Ramius set off with vigor as per usual. Hello, welcome to Eden Harbor's item shop. A man with a normal inflection greeted Aster when he entered the shop. What's the matter? Are you like those other shopkeepers? Huh? No, sorry if I made you think that. I'm not like them. But ever since I joined the Eden Item Shop Union, I started talking like this. Stay strong. Aster sympathized with the unconsciously effeminate man as he turned to the store's wares. So all the shopkeepers are supposed to be gay? People, towns, and even the world are merely a transient dream. Virtually nothing is irrevocable, but there are times where you just have to let it all go. Never forget that. Asteroid something vaguely deep. That's life info, not adventuring info. Saint, you ask? Sorry, but Saints don't visit Eden Harbor. It's close enough to the capital already, so they always pass us by. That's some of the valuable info that Eden Harbor is skipped over by Saints. Oh, Mother Eve, please forgive me. I felt desire for my neighbor's wife. Please cleanse this sinful body. Much better. I have to pray every day or I might try to snatch all kinds of wives. Asker's got a glimpse of a praying man's personal struggles. Eden Harbor's a trade town, but we can't beat the capital. They even get manga releases 2 days before us. Let me read this month's comic, LOL already. Asker went to suffering and the man waiting for manga. Eden's number one export would have to be the grains we grow with our rich soil and temperate climate. Even the Kingdom of Humpty, the country of gourmet, imports their rice and bread from here. Asta heard all about how delicious fresh cooked rice is to the point it made him hungry. Okay. Now, where I'm actually supposed to go, I'm not sure. She doesn't currently have the capture skill equipped, so it wouldn't help. Oh wow. Well, when we get some skills, he's got pretty much all the skills he's gonna get. Man. Wow, amazing. These mushrooms are growing through the rocks. I see even mushrooms can pierce through rock if they feel like it. Astro Raimi has decided amongst himself to call these gutsy mushrooms. What's that? Ahead of Astro Ramius were stopped a number of cow carriages and a crowd of people. Looks like some caravans have come together to set up camp. What are caravans? Groups of merchants that protect their merchandise from outlaws and monsters by traveling together. You looking to pass here too? Better wait till the fog clears up or you'll get stuck in a dreadful labyrinth. Are you waiting for it to clear up? Yep, heard from a bodyguard that the fog labyrinth's got terrifying monsters which have taken a few lives. It's foggy around here, so I expected some delay, but this, what a bother. So it gets foggy a lot. The Republic of Lancelot borders this country, and that place is a desert. The water vapor that's evaporated over there ends up blowing here. Maybe some ghosts from Arthur blew over here, too. Who knows? If we spot any ghosts, leave them to me. That's what you hired me for. Yarsay? Are you guarding the caverns? You got it. We're on the way to the bridge to Lancelot in the east. You told us about the Terror of the Fog Labyrinth, thank goodness. I value my own life too, so of course I did. Is that scary? Yeah, those grizzly monsters killed a ton of the night candidates. You make it sound like you saw that personally. Nah, I didn't see nothing, not like I took the test. Anyways, ain't that the loner knight behind you? In a desperate attempt to change the subject, Yarse looked to Ramius. She's not a loner anymore, we got married. What? Of all the girls, the loner knight? Getting to be Sir Octavio's brother is one thing, but there's way too many downsides. Aster, maybe you shouldn't mention you're my husband too often. Huh? Why? You're so cute. So why not, or you're cute, so why not be honest? You're cute. Ramius blushed at Aster's response and looked away and fidgeted. Ain't this the loner knight? Was she always this cute? What's wrong? Nothing. I'm not jealous. I'm thinking eating night for me. I'll make a name for myself with Lancelot. You'll see, Aster. Okay. Good luck. Yarse unleashed his one-sided aggression and retreated into the circle of caravans. The fog's labyrinth's causing a lot of people problems, apparently. This road's important for trade, but Lancelot is the issue. Alright, let's do something about it. Aster Ramius set off in search of the fog labyrinth. Aster noticed a clear change in the atmosphere and stopped in his tracks. It seems we found the right place. Yeah, let's go. They step foot inside the fog labyrinth. Ghost! Ghost! Oh, hold on. Damn, dude, I wouldn't have spent that much money on a pink sword if I knew I'd get a better one. Nothing here. I hear that crying again. You okay? I was praying for it already, so I'm fine. Ramius looked somewhat ill, but her mental preparation seemed to help her respond firmly. Think it's this way. They slowly advanced in the direction where the crying could be most clearly be heard. Oh, here, wah. There she is. And what should we do? She's likely creating the labyrinth. Should we attack? Hold on, let's watch her for now. Oh, where is it? Is she looking for something? I can't find it. Sob. Hey, are you searching for something? Hey, don't just talk to her. Oh, sorry, she's cute, so I wasn't thinking. A flower, I'm searching for a flower. She responded? A flower? What kind? I want to give it to... It's for making people happy. Where is it? Well... Huh? Looks like we were driven out. Yeah. A flower. I've heard of a flower like that somewhere. The fog labyrinth disappeared, returning Aster Ramius to the former location. Okay, I think I know what this is. I want to see if there's anything else in here, though. Yeah, there is. There's a stag beetle hidden in here.
This is the power of the king.
Flower. Okay, yeah. Flower, I'm looking for a flower, but I can't find it. A flower? I can't find it. The flower that makes people happy. Ah. The Fog Labyrinth disappeared, returning Aster and Ravis to their former location. But what else is here? Sorry, I'm going back, but I want to check. Like, don't go into the green thing. Maybe there's more here. No, there's nothing else. Not so much of a labyrinth as it is a small area. Oh, gravy. I ain't got one damn new lance yet. No, why'd I come here again? Aster, I think you should focus on the knight test for now. Of course, if you can't become a knight, I'd be happy to look after you for the rest of your life. But that's okay, I can do this. Aster took his concerned wife's hand and frantically headed for his destination. What the fuck is that? Almost thought I ran into it. That thing would have killed me. Wow, a mega monster! This is the one thing in Puryo. An injured beast shouldn't be trifled with. Well, if it was injured beforehand, I'm not sure that still applies. It seems to have noticed that. Whoa, what should we do? When Aster Ramius visited the Dryson home, Tank was working on the flower bed. For a leader, he's terrible at staying put in his office. I like how friendly he comes off, at least. Hello, Tank. Aster, and Ramius too. Brash. Upon seeing them, Tank opened his eyes with fright and dropped a flower pot in his hands. I know how you feel, but it's too soon. Please, can't you reconsider? Huh? Father, what are you panicking about? What else? Aster, you're trying to get a refund on Ramius, aren't you? Don't treat me like a product, please. I don't want to return her, though. Oh, that's good. We don't have to be shamed with an unwanted daughter. Aster and Ramius had tea with Tank as they took a break. Damn. In the flower field, a giant, blatantly abnormal eyeball stared at Aster. Stare. Huh, what? Is it looking at me? Stare. This feels gross, but if I look anyway, I look away, it'll be like I lost. 3 meters, 18 centimeters. Aster heard a mysterious voice in his head. Well, what? How? How does it know the furthest I ever managed to ejaculate back when I was trying to beat my record? What's wrong, Aster? There. Yeah, it's like it sees everything about me. Stop! Aster frantically ran away from the eyeball. On their arrival at Happiness Field, Aster and Ramius were met with all variety of flowers. The ghost girl's looking for a flower from here, I think. Which is the happiness flower exactly? That pretty white one. This? Yeah, it really is pretty. I get the feeling it could actually make you happy. I'll just take one. Aster reached toward one of the flowers, gently plucked it, and stuck it in his pocket. Alright, let's bring it to the ghost girl. Having obtained the flower, they left the flower field. Found happiness flow. Oh, I don't need that. Okay, that turned into a boss fight. Hold on. Ooh, hey, where's the flower? There's the ghost girl. Wait, Aster, we're surrounded. Aster and Remy's were encircled by transparent creatures. Tofu ghosts, this is nothing, but there's a lot of them. Don't let your guard down. Alright, let's take them out one by one. They readied their weapons at the same time the tofu ghosts attacked. Wow, there's a lot of them. Ooh, looks like that's all of them. Yeah. I can't find it. I can't find the flower. Is this what you're looking for? Aster took out the happiness flower and held it out to the ghost girl. Ah, yes, that's it. I want that flower. Okay, you can have it. Are you sure? Aster silently nodded. The ghost girl was unsure of herself and timidly took it. Thanks, now I can be happy too. Ah. The ghost girl vanished like a mirage along with the rest of the fog labyrinth. Ah! Next thing they knew, the surrounding mist cleared away and Aster felt the calm Eden wind on his skin. That ghost seemed happy. Yeah, think so. Where the fog labyrinth had been, there was in its place a beautiful expanse of sunny sky. Oh, the fog cleared up. It did. Now we can transport our stock. Did you guys take care of the fog labyrinth? Boy, you're a lifesaver. I guess we did? Why are you unsure of yourself? You're the one who solved this. Be proud. Okay. Caravan members, I'll thank Aster, then rode off in their cow carriages. I've never been thanked by so many people before, so I'm pretty embarrassed about it. I see. Master didn't do it for their appreciation. He simply wanted to save the ghost girl, I suppose. Alright, let's go report to Barrow in the capital. They walk down to the now fogless road to the city. Or rather, they walk down the now fogless road to the city. There we go. Use happiness flower. Master and Ramius talk to the guard outside the gate, who immediately let them through the commander's room. Hello there. Even sooner than I expected. That's a look that says you got some results. Yes, we did. That's the report of what happened in the Fog Labyrinth, and about the ghost they met there in detail. I see. And when you gave her the happiness flower, the Fog Labyrinth vanished? I see. Barrow, do you doubt some part of Astor's story? Oh no, not at all. Rich's recommendation made me curious what he was like, but... You're more impressive than I imagined. I think you're perfectly fit to be a knight. Huh? You pass. Whatever it is you seek to be made a knight, or wherever it is you seek to be made a knight, I'll vouch for your talent. Yay! It's too bad, though. If this were an official test, I'd have recruited you as soon as possible. What? What? Does the idea of working with me disgust you that much? No, not at all. I just can't believe you'd go that far. This isn't public knowledge, but when the soldiers we sent on this mission saw the ghosts, they fell into disarray and even began to attack each other. I think I can understand that. I can say facing an unknown foe shook me up, at least. But the same thing didn't happen to you. Why is that? Well, because Astor was with me. Wait, don't ask me that. Ha ha ha, sorry, but you'd be surprised how few people can stay calm when they feel threatened. In fact, everyone who failed the test even tried to make excuses by spreading rumors that the Fog Labyrinth was dangerous. Huh? So the Fog Labyrinth? Yes, it's actually harmless beyond getting people lost. The monsters are one thing, but the ghost itself never attacked anyone. In other words, you knew about the labyrinth and the ghosts already. You know anything about who the ghost girl was? Yes, it was a few years back, I think. On one foggy day, a girl lost her life. Ever since, there's been sightings in the Fog Labyrinth of a ghost girl wandering in search of a flower. Giving her the flower she wants does stop her for a while, but we've had our hands so full with monsters that we haven't been able to do that as of late. Then why didn't you say to give her that flower as part of the test? That wouldn't be much of a test, would it? Listen, knights have to combat more than vicious monsters. If you determine that another human is harmful to humanity, you'll have to fight them as well. That's why a knight must always keep thinking. You have to find out who the true enemies are on your own. So you wanted to see what we do with the ghost? Well, if you just reported that she had no ill intent, that would have been fine on its own. I'm surprised you even gave her the flower. Astor's a kind man. I see. Then that's all the more unfortunate. We're forced to let a big fish go, it seems. Barrow shrugged, looked down at his desk, and wrote up a document. Here's proof of your strength. I doubt anyone would want to get on the Dreyfus family bad side. But if anyone does doubt you, show them this. Thanks a lot. I know you're busy combating outlaws, so I thank you for taking the time for this. Well, there have been several outlaw sightings, but not to the degree that we need to take action just yet. Huh? Aris said the knights were on the move because of the sparkle bombs. Didn't you hear what happened in Abel? I did. A young girl left town and got assaulted. I feel deeply for her. I'm sorry. I just remembered something urgent. We'll be leaving now. Clutch! Ah! Ramius bowed, grabbed Astor by the collar, and dragged him off. What a nice couple. Be careful on the way home. Good, did that hurt? Oh, sorry. Ramius finally released her suffocating hold on Astor when they got outside the castle. Ooh, thought I'd pass out there. Thought I'd pass out there. So what was that about? It sounds like Reach played us for fools. Huh? She tricked us? She said she told the knights about the sparkle bombs, but that doesn't appear to be the case. I'm an outsider, so maybe he's playing dumb or something. These are sparkle bombs. If they were used in the city, we'd have countless casualties. They should be mobilizing everyone everywhere. Available, right up. You know what I mean. Wait, so why is Reach hiding it from the knights? I can't tell you, huh? Sorry, Reach wants me to keep it a secret. But I know her target. It's whoever gave the outlaws from that hideout their orders. Someone's giving orders to outlaws? They're ultimately just a pack of bandits. Outlaws wouldn't be able to procure sparkle bombs on their own. So some mastermind got those sparkle bombs and ordered outlaws to bring them into the country? Whoever it is hasn't realized we destroyed the hideout. I see, and if this was reported to the knights, they'd investigate, and that would mean there's a risk the string puller would notice. That's why Reach didn't tell anyone? No, that's not all, but... you can't tell me, I understand. Sorry. But I can't leave Reese to herself. I can't leave Reese to hurt herself, rather. I think I'll go help her right now. Okay, I'll come too. Huh? What's wrong? Are you sure? I haven't explained the situation. Not a problem. I just want to help Reese. Besides, I haven't paid her back for saving my life yet. Thanks, Aster. In that case, let's hurry to the cave before the outlaws. Let's hurry to that cave the outlaws were using. We can use the South Bridge as a shortcut. Just use this identification that lets you pass. Huh? When'd you get that? Father turned in our marriage papers and registered you as a citizen at the same time, it seems. Huh, thanks. Fresh Fish Island, though. When Father told the man at the office about it, he was apparently shocked to hear that there were any immigrants coming from there at all. It is a pretty tiny island. Aster and Ramius rushed to the middle of the capital in order to make preparations. Alright, folks, that's going to be the end of it for today. I don't even know how long we went. I was just playing the game because I enjoy playing the game. So, if you like it, let me know. I mean, there's been some requests to continue the story, so that's why I did it. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner.